From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka reporting the U.S. takes down another Syrian drone. The United States fighter jet shot down an armed pro-Syrian regime drone just after midnight Tuesday morning as the drone advanced on coalition forces in southern Syria, according to military officials. Coalition forces shot down a similar pro-regime drone near the same location earlier this month, according to the U.S. Central Command. The downing of the drone came on the same day Australia announced it would temporarily suspend airstrikes by its forces in Syria after Russia threatened to target planes from the U.S.-led coalition operating in the skies over Syria. White House spokesman Sean Spicer responded to that threat from Washington on Monday.
The escalation of hostilities among all of the factions that are operating there doesn't help anybody. And so making sure that people understand that while we want to de-escalate the situation there, that we have to understand that we will always preserve the right of self-defense.
Various media outlets also report that an armed Russian fighter jet reportedly came within 5 feet of a U.S. Air Force reconnaissance aircraft in the Baltic Sea on Monday. The United Arab Emirates is calling for a monitoring system to ensure that Qatar respects any future agreement to end the standoff with its Gulf neighbors. Saudi Arabia, the UAE, and Bahrain cut ties with Qatar this month and blocked air, sea, and land traffic over its support for Islamist groups and ties with Iran. UAE Minister of State said in Brussels Tuesday that a monitoring system of Qatar's obligations is needed. He said he hoped U.S. and European officials from countries like Britain and France could take part to ensure that Qatar does not